Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. This is the show that is top-ranked, award-winning, and it dares to explore the multidimensional, the mysterious, and the miraculous. I think I should mention up here at the front that I just received notice from YouTube, 925,000 views, which makes me super happy. And a big surprise, I heard from a company that does awards called Million Podcasts, and I was voted Best Metaphysical Podcast. I think that's a funny word, metaphysical, to encapsulate all that happens here on this show, but I love it and I accept it and I'm so grateful to them. And I was also in the top 100, and I have to say I looked at the other podcasts, very notable. So thank you to Million Podcasts. You can go to their website to check it out if you like. Today's guest is Marilyn Harper, the joyful and gifted channel for Adironda and the Council of Light. Get ready for galactic insight, cosmic humor, and spiritual transformation that will leave you uplifted and wide awake. This show, this podcast, is sponsored by Dr. Dane here in Access Consciousness. They do energy work in the world. If you'd like to take a class or become a facilitator, go to drdanehere.com. That's DaineHeer.com. You can discover your galactic origins. Find out where you're from and all about your strengths, your weaknesses, your career, why you're in it or why you should be in it, and what you probably look like. Go discover your galactic origins and go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. My gift to you, debbiedashinger.com/starseed. Second interview I had with George Nouri on Gaia TV. You can check it out. And I'm giving you a free 1-week subscription to the amazing Gaia TV platform. Go to debbiedashinger.com/Gaia, which is G-A-I-A. Two very different interviews. I think you'll love them. And there's tons of great programming there for you. Also, yesterday, I just concluded an amazing shamanic galactic healing. There's been a lot of people showing up to these once-a-month shamanic healings. I know you'd like to join, so definitely you can get in there early. Go to debbiedashinger.com/healing, and you can do this at any time to get yourself booked and registered for the next healing experience. That's debbiedashinger.com/healing. And the last note is I am speaking aboard a mystery school at sea. Yes, a cruise to Greece and Turkey. I'm thrilled and I can't wait to hear the other speakers, some very notable people aboard this ship. Come join us. The cabins are already starting to sell out. Friendly reminder, when you sign up, be sure to click on my name. You have to do a reference name in order to book and leave a deposit for the cruise. Go to mysteryschoolatsea.com. That's mysteryschoolatsea.com. And by the way, all links will be in the show description or show notes for your convenience. Well, my guest today, Marilyn Harper, is often called the Divine Link. She's a clear and engaging channel for Adironda, the Council of Light, as well as an internationally recognized spiritual teacher, speaker, and energy healer. Following a profound spiritual awakening in 1993, Marilyn has dedicated her life to helping others awaken their own intuitive gifts, heal at the deepest levels, and step fully into their soul's purpose. Known for blending cosmic wisdom with down-to-earth humor, she makes spiritual connection feel not only possible, but joyful. If you'd like to learn more about her, go to out, and again, it'll be in the show notes, AdirondaSpiritualHealer.org. And Adirondack is spelled A-D-I-R-O-N-N-D-A. And with that, I welcome the amazing Marilyn Harper to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you.
It is so great to be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me on your show. I'm so excited. I've watched your show. It's, you know, you do an amazing job. You're such a beautiful spirit anyway. And then to have guests on your show that are so intriguing, I'm just honored to be one of them.
Thank you very much. And you know, it's about time. I've also been seeing your picture for years because I've known Lee Carroll for years. So you're somehow always associated with that. And I want to get into that a little bit later. And then also, I mentioned to you before we started, I myself was at a retreat. Someone brought up your name and I'm like, she's already coming on. This is meant to be. So I'm thrilled to just connect with your energy and learn more about you. You mentioned before we started, and it's also in your bio, about this spiritual awakening in 1993. I have to preface this for the audience that I understand you were once a former Christian church deacon. And in that moment of your life, you even thought that Shirley MacLaine books were sacrilegious. Amazing. I've had a big awakening and epiphanies too, so I get it. But tell us about your spiritual journey. I'd love to hear how you went from church deacon to this very effervescent human being and channel that you are right now.
Well, it was indeed quite a journey, I have to say, because I was, you know, as regular and normal as life could be in the Midwest. I grew up in Kansas. I live in Missouri, which is the buckle of the Bible Belt. And I was deacon in the Christian church. I was very active. I helped with the youth choir and ran church programs for the young people and taught high school and sold advertising for a country western radio station. You know, it was quite an opportunity of growth when I actually went into the hospital with complications following a surgery as one person, and I actually came out, I believe, as another person. You know, some would call that a walk-in experience. I call it a spiritual awakening, but it was like life-changing, earth-shattering for me anyway. I didn't even know what had happened for almost 3 years. I thought I had lost my mind because I couldn't do the same things. I didn't have the same talents or skills or interests until I actually woke up to the realization that and accepted that I was somehow completely different than I was before.
Did you recognize people? Did you still have cognizance of who folks were in your life and your relationships with them?
You know, I did have that, because as a walk-in or someone that's had that kind of an awakening, I did have that memory bank. Although when I would see people many times, I could almost feel my mind going through the Rolodex, as that dates me, doesn't it? The file cabinet of as to who that is and what they are and where they come from and all of that, because it was a few moments of recognition to realize that. And surprisingly enough, people didn't recognize me, even though I looked physically the same.
How interesting.
My energy was so much different than it was before. I mean, even my brother, when I was like 2 or 3 feet from him, didn't recognize me the first time he saw me after I had had my spiritual awakening. It was just wild. And wasn't anything that I would have ever believed in had it not happened to me.
Absolutely.
It wasn't even possible in my deacon of the Christian church brain mind.
I imagine that there was a lot of issues for a while with folks who knew you, especially the church, and maybe anybody in your close circle adjusting to knowing one person, having one relationship, and trying to modulate to who you were. I also imagine some people got left behind that were no longer appropriate. The ones who were continued, and then you established new relationships. But my heart goes out to you because that must have been a very difficult time in your life. Now you're doing great, but then it must have been a very strange adjustment.
Debbie, it really was an odd thing. Again, I never would have believed it was possible, but I used to be before my awakening. I mean, if somebody called Saturday or Friday or Saturday night at 10 o'clock and want to go drinking and dancing, I'm your girl. I'd be the first one on top of the table. Afterwards, I didn't drink hardly at all, and now I don't drink at all. I don't go out dancing and partying or anything. I suddenly would rather stay at home and meditate. And before that was the farthest thing on my mind. Journaling was a major part of my life. I really was a homebody. And so, yes, you're right. As a result, many of my good friends sort of went by the wayside, and I formed new friendships and new relationships. It was pretty bizarre. I didn't even have the same talents or skills. My walkout before my awakening, she could write, was a really profound writer, a teacher, and it wasn't until the last few years that skill of writing and teaching has come back to me. And I believe that at some point my walkout actually went away somewhere and got retrained and came back to be able to do the things that I'm doing now.
Oh, that is so interesting. I've
Yeah,
never
I've never heard of that happening before,
I
but
love that. A
because
marriage
my
of
walk.
talents.
Yeah, exactly. My walk in, or if you want to call it that, was uncomfortable on stage, was uncomfortable really in front of people. And I kept getting the message in my guided writing and in my journaling that I would be on stage in front of thousands of people, that I would be on television in front of thousands of people, millions of people. That all of this was happening, and I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think that's happening at all. And something changed in 2009, and I believe because my walkout, she was a stage performer. She could, manage herself on. She actually did a lot of things on stage. And after I walked in, I couldn't even be in regular plays or anything. But something transformed in 2009, and I believe that my walkout actually came in and joined with the walk-in, because the walk-in had new talents and skills. That's where the channeling skill came from, I'm sure. But I still couldn't be on stages. I felt too uncomfortable. But my walkout knew what to do on stages. And so therefore what happened was they kind of joined together. And now a walk-in is much more like a composite where their higher self comes in to join their regular self. And that's kind of what happened, I believe, because as you know, I've traveled the world over and been on lots of stages and am very comfortable on a stage. I had to know, don't turn your back on the audience, and little things like that, were just kind of in my DNA before that. And then after that, they weren't in my DNA.
That's quite an uptake. And I had goosebumps while you were talking. Amazing. And so Adironda is this multidimensional connection. How did that enter in after the walk-in came into your life? What time frame was that, and what was that like?
Well, it was pretty bizarre for me because I woke up to what had happened in 1996. So that was a close to a 3-year time period. And then in 96, I started really setting myself on the spiritual path. I started journaling more. I meditated. I did guided writing. I really worked with a lot of spiritual energy. I had an energy session from a shaman, interestingly enough, once a week for like a year to sort of rid myself of the clean out the old patterns so I could really devote fully to the new experience. And in my guided writing, which a lot of people call that automatic writing, but in my guided writing, they always said that I would be a messenger, a link. At first, they called it a channel, and I'm like, I don't believe in channeling. And then they called it a link. I would be a divine link. And I'm like, you know, I don't think so. But I was attuned to Reiki, level 2. And when I was attuned to that, I realized that I had the ability to actually see and sense inside someone's body. And I was doing an energy session with someone, and I heard a voice in my field that was not a part of my guidance system, because I knew my guidance system from my guided writing, right? And so this was a foreign voice, and they introduced themselves and they said that our name is Serapis Bey, and I would like to speak through you and use you as a channel to give a message to the person that you have on your energy table. And I thought, what? Serapa who? I had no idea who that even was. And I mean, I'd seen The Exorcist. I knew what could happen. I was not going to allow this to happen. And it was so wild because they felt so peaceful and so serene, but I still had some fear going on there. Anyway, we communicated telepathically back and forth while I was doing energy work, right? Well, I had a client on the table, and finally they convinced me to surrender, and they got to information that I could never have gotten to about my client that I had no concept of. And I think after that, I didn't really know what to do with that kind of information. No one in my circle of friends, my new friends even, weren't familiar with channeling. They weren't, up on that kind of lingo. And then I don't think I ever completely came back into my physical body after that for several months. I mean, I just wasn't present, and I didn't know that you could be present. You could not be present and still be walking around in a body, in a human body. I didn't know that that was even possible. And I would sell I was selling advertising for a country western radio station. I would be driving around 100 to 150 miles a day, and I would find myself out in the country not having a clue how I would get there. And I would get lost all the time on streets that I'd driven for 15 years. And it was so wild. And then after 5 speeding tickets and 3 car wrecks, and my insurance obviously canceled me out. They always through this time, they kept saying, there's a being that is wanting to communicate with you and wanting to use you as a divine link. And I'm like, I don't, no. And then finally, after the third car wreck, I was never hurt very much. But the third time, I actually got the opportunity to take a week off of work. And I went to a spirit fair. And I was so, I mean, it's like I wore a hat. I was incognito. This was 1999. And I didn't want anybody to recognize me. And then I thought, well, anybody that's at this fair has to be open to this anyway, so the people from my church are not going to know what's going on here. And so anyway, the universe arranged for me to go to this spirit fair. And there was a woman that I met at the spirit fair that was only in town for 3 days. And she was an assistant to someone else. And she talked to me, and I was going to have back surgery in a couple of weeks. And she said, well, I can fix your back. And so she came to my house and worked on my back. And we took a drive in the car, and I almost hit another car. And she's like, you are not in your body. I'm like, how can that be? Anyway, we whipped into the Ace Hardware parking lot in Nixon, Missouri, and she knew what to do. She knew how to step my conscious self aside and ask to speak to whoever was there. I mean, you can see all this story on our sitcom. We have a sitcom, Two Girls in a Galaxy, which is great. It's on Enlightened TV. It may be on YouTube now. I'm not sure. But and Two Girls in a Galaxy, you see the story of this. Anyway, we were in the Ace Hardware parking lot. She stepped my conscious self aside and asked to speak to whoever was present in my body. And that was the first time Adaronda spoke. And they came in immediately, and they said, we've been trying to get this woman's attention for a long time. And they said that their name was Adaronda, and they were consciousness of light from the 17th dimension, and that they bring with them a council of beings of light that are from this earth, ascended masters and archangels, and that I am an activator, and that my task is to activate people in groups, and they're actually going to magnify that activation energy. And I thought, what? When I was done with the first transmission. And it was just, Debbie, it was so bizarre. I mean, I was pretty afraid. I mean, I'm from Missouri, so you have to prove to me, you have to show me, right? That's the show me state. You have to show me what is actually happening. And we went back to my house, and we did an energy session, and she knew how to help me embody my own fear and to be able to get rid of it. And Debbie, I have to tell you, the most bizarre thing happened. When I was on her energy table, she said, well, tell me the first thing that comes to mind when I ask a series of questions. And the first question that she asked, she said, where is your fear? And I'm like, it's in my backpack. Now, I don't even carry a backpack, but that's where the fear said that it was. And they said, well, what does the fear look like? And again, I said, the first thing that came to mind, and I said, frogs. It's like, frogs? What? And then, so we worked on releasing the fear, releasing the frogs, and setting the frogs free, right? And about 10 minutes after we were done with that session, not realizing that I did still need something consciously to prove what was happening, I stepped out of my house. We were going to go get something to eat. And there were hundreds of little tiny frogs about the size of, you know, a little bigger, about a silver dollar size, in my front yard and on my driveway and on my porch and on the walkway out to the driveway. Hundreds of these little frogs. And I'm like, they had never shown up before that. They never showed up again. And it's like, that, okay, whatever you're doing, I believe it's true.
What a sign. That is just incredible.
Yeah.
Frogs. Wow. I totally get these phases that you went through, all these transitions. It makes so much sense to me. I've always been a very open-minded skeptic. So to be a spiritual person, but there's so much out there. And I'm like, really? So it takes me a minute, and the divine is very patient with me about things, who I am, what I can do, all of that. It takes time. I so get that. And then I'm really curious, because your background is much akin to Lee Carroll's. And I adore Lee. I adore Monica so much. And he's been on the show a few times. She's been on the show. They're friends of the show. And I know you guys are very tight, but I don't fully know what your relationship is. But now, hearing your story, how much you both had in common coming from the church, the places in the United States you did, and that you were very reticent channels coming into all of this. So, what is the connection between you and Lee and Cryon and Monica, Adironda, all of that?
Well, Lee and Monica and I are great friends. However, before we became great friends, I believe, and I think Lee does too, Adironda is from the 17th dimension and an angelic being. Cryon is an angelic being as well. And we believe that Cryon and Adironda had to have gotten together because otherwise we never would have met.
Well,
I
that
went.
depends on what you mean by they got together, but
Yeah, I really believe that in the in 2001, maybe 2002, right after I started channeling, and I'd never seen another channel. I'd only seen one other channel in my life at that point, and I went to St. Louis to see Lee Carroll and Cryon. I thought, who all my friends were so excited. They're going to go meet Cryon and Lee Carroll, and they were so excited about that. And I'm like, who? I honestly didn't even know who he was at that point in 2001 or 2002. We went up to St. Louis and went into this nice church, or I don't even remember the meeting hall that we were in. And I, being as excited as I am, sat on the front row right in front of him, and was completely enthralled with Lee and even more enthralled with Cryon. And afterwards, he had a line for book signing and autographs. And so I stood in line to meet him. And when I met him, he said, "Oh, I know you. It's good to see you again." And I thought, wow. Of course, my little ego loved that. And then it was 2012 when the uni I'd been channeling then for 12 or 13 years, went through 11 years of trying to figure it out and trying to keep a lot of it in the closet and do my thing and working a full-time job and working every night and working every day and taking care of that. When in 2012 I had met Dr. Todd Ovakaitis, who asked me to channel at the Summer Light Conference, his portion of it, which was a part of the Lemurian Choir. And so I did, which was where Elon Cohen and Lee first saw me. Then a couple of years later, I was also asked to go, or a year later, sometime, they asked me to channel in Cancun. And that was when Cryon, I guess, told Lee, "Okay, we're doing this. This is she's the, your 12th channel for your channeling spectacular in 2015," and so I was, and that completely changed everything. After that, Lee asked me if I wanted to travel with him, and I had a business partner, Joy Roby. We both traveled with him, and Joy now has her own arm of the business, Solopreneur and Solopreneur Productions. She had actually is the production company or the sponsor for Cryon Masters, and has her own product and own program as well. And I've been probably channeled side by side with Lee more than anybody else, except maybe Monica, because we traveled every weekend for from 2015 until 2020, when everybody stopped traveling. And then we still had programs online. We took everything online. And it's been an amazing journey. And Lee is my mentor. He doesn't probably know that, but he really has taught me so much. And it's so interesting Debbie, because Kreon in a channeling explained to an audience, while I was sitting right next to them, to an audience what a walk-in is and how that actually happened and why I no longer have the ability to write in English. I no longer have the ability to do the same things, that it was the same soul that I was born with, but it was several generations more advanced. So that's why you carry the same memories, you carry the same DNA, you carry the same experiences, and you can get to those. And Kreon, I'm sure Kreon and Adaranda got together out in the ether somewhere and selected us to represent themselves on stage, because Adaranda, excuse me, is very heart-centered. And Kreon is also very heart-centered. Kreon also connects with, the scientific element and the mind, and gives you a lot of fodder for the mind to play with and to work with. And Adaranda, they're more heart-centered and a little less scientific and connected with that. So it's a really wonderful blend of energy when the two of us do get together.
And the fact that your bio brings up several times about your humor, I already know you guys have a good time because Monica and Lee are hilarious. And so I can just imagine the three of you, forget about the channeling, you must be rolling in laughter when you're together.
Yes, we are. It's pretty wild, and a lot of people, Lee is a kind of a private person, but his sense of humor is so completely off the wall. It's so wild,
I
and
love
yeah,
it.
we
I
laugh
love
a
it.
lot.
That is so beautiful. Well, question for you. Would this be a good time to bring Adaranda and the Council of Light through and do questions and answers with them?
I would love that. I know that I've felt them here, and it's like, can we come? Can we talk? So I would love that. So let me just normally, I teach people how to channel, and normally I do a little thing to get out of the way, but because of the time element, I'm just going to take a few breaths and I'll get out of the way, and then Adaranda will be here, and they love question and answer. So.
Thank you so much. We'll be quiet while you allow this to happen.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see you. Very good to see you. Very good to see you. Ha. We've got people here in our studio here that are with us, and we don't see them as often as we would like. And it is so honoring to meet you in person. We've connected with you out in the ethers. We introduce ourselves. We are Aranda, and we bring with us an entire council of beings of light that are here on your behalf. So, as you know, dearest Debbie, you almost single-handedly have shifted the consciousness of this planet. You have been doing this and moving in so many different arenas and so many different focus groups, and so many different expanded realms that even the galactics are paying attention to you. Even all the beings within the earth and on the earth are sitting up and taking notice about who is this Debbie Dashinger? What is that all about? And you know that you are a brilliant light, and that in that brilliance, you are expanding the light and educating people to teach them really how to use their own discernment. We call it our BS detector, so how to see that energy of focus, see that energy of acknowledging, and really to understand and open people's hearts for the truth of who they are and the truth of what is happening on the planet now, so they don't have to get their energy undertaking and just buy like little sheep, buy all of what is being said, that you get to move it through your own detector and say, this is real. This doesn't resonate with me. But that's okay. That's why they make chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, and sometimes coconut. And so, in that focus, there's something here for everyone. And we just want to congratulate you, dearest, on your expansion of this planet, huh?
Thank you very much. I really receive that. And I send you much love in return for that beautiful transmission. Yeah,
Yes, and
that
we
was.
want you to know that in this planet right now, so this is very important because as you know, the energy is very almost chaotic,
Yes.
and things are up in the air and things are shifting around. Mother Earth is sort of pushing back a little bit, and the climate is changing, and the people are shifting and trying to find their way and arguing and going to war and going out of war, blah, 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 blah. And we want you to know that for your listeners, for your audience, just take a deep breath. Everything is still in a place of divine order. Everything is still moving along in that divine frequency. And as that frequency is coming, playing out, the energy of the people of this planet are shifting their consciousness. You are in the beginning stages of the age of enlightenment, and it is a 20 to 30 year cylinder of time where humanity gets the opportunity to open and awaken their own consciousness. That's why there's more channels on the planet than ever before, more people who are linking to beings that are not in physical form than there ever have been in the history of your planet. And so that you are instigating that kind of energy. And so with that knowledge of you being a part of, a piece of the peace, PEACE, that is what you are doing, and we just are grateful for you to help people learn that they have the power, that they have the ability to shift the consciousness. Someone was talking to the vessel Marilyn earlier today, and she says, yes, she has a picture of 9 billion people standing around and says, well, what can I do? Well, they are doing it, huh? And so, in that energy, every single person is getting the opportunity to awaken. So, just breathe into that thought. You know, some say that it takes 51% of a population to turn the phrase, to turn the energy. Well, maybe that is what is happening, eh?
Yes, beautiful. Absolutely. And I'm really curious about you, 17th dimensional being. So, are you an extraterrestrial? Are you from a planet? Can you give us some descriptives to understand what it is like to be you? Do you have a family? All that stuff.
Ah, we love your questions. No one asks us these questions any longer. And we are what one would call on your in by your definition, a consciousness. We do not have a physical form. That is why when we encountered the vessel Marilyn in the 17th dimension, we loved her little round body, and we loved that little energy that she promotes. And so we do not have family. We are a part of the extraterrestrial realm, and we are a part of the angelic realm. So it is a combination of both, because you know there are angelic beings on every dimension, every planet. Science has now proven that there are 13 dimensions. There's actually 144. So they'll catch up with that sooner or later. In the 17th dimension, if you were to look at it with your earthbound eyes, you would see what would appear to be a planet that all is in shades of blue, that different shades of gray blue, bright blue, cobalt blue, and the building structures are very low to the ground, and they have an opening in them that you can see light on the inside, and there is an sort of an invisible barrier that some people are not allowed to go through it at all different times. Then the vegetation is sort of rubbery in nature, and but understand that that image is honestly how the vessel Maryland was confirmed that we were actually a part of her and connecting with her is because she dreamed about this place for many year before we arrived. And so we had to connect her in some way. And so understand that that 17th dimension, many of your healing practitioners actually go to this dimensional realm, which in our focus is a planetary galaxy where it is a part of the opening from the Blue Planet series, which stems from Arcturus in your solar system, in your, not in your solar system, in your galaxy. And so you sort of, we've always joked and said, well, you go to Arcturus at that blue planet and you turn right and you go to the fourth galaxy on the left. So, and that is where the 17th dimensional realm would be if your logical mind needs to know. However, the way the logical mind is now, most things are nonlinear, which is what the 17th dimension is. It's a non-linear place that even though it may represent a physicality that a conscious mind could recognize, it does not maintain that physical force anywhere it would be. And that is that energy of the consciousness, that energy of that is a part of the extraterrestrial realm because extraterrestrials created it, and then the beings on the planet evolved beyond that physical force, beyond that physical nature of standing on a planet and being on that. We believe all beings that are on Earth now, except for the stone beings who actually were in the Earth before, all beings came through the Pleiadian gateway to this planet. And they may be from Sirius, they may be from Orion, they may be from Arcturus, Andromeda, Vega, many different galaxies or solar systems. And they came through this Pleiadian gateway because the Pleiades is closer to the human DNA than any other extraterrestrial. And so we are a part of that, and we are separate from that. Just like we are neither male and female, and we are both male and female, we are that consciousness. If you were to allow your physical eyes to see us, we would probably be represented as a mist or a fog with maybe different colors that would come to the surface and shift around. Does that answer your question,
It
dearest?
does. And that's so fascinating to me because I always thought they were separate. I did not know that extraterrestrials and the angelic realm could blend. And of course, as I'm listening to you, this makes just energetically anyway, I can't go here, but it energetically makes a lot of sense. And I understand everything else you're saying because as civilizations and beings advance, and especially in dimensions, there is no need for the physical body. And so, will you be one of the beings coming to Earth? I understand that. Starting 2026, 2027, there will probably be some unprecedented, undeniable, open extraterrestrial contact where a lot of humanity will come online and understand, oh, these ETs really exist. We really can be part of the galactic community. Are you or your species going to be one of the beings coming here to connect with us, even etherically?
Well, that will be an interesting thought to entertain. Right now, we have never spoken through another human form besides our vessel, Marilyn. And so, but it, as you are saying, and for many years, there is the promise of more galactic beings coming to this Earth. And quite honestly, Debbie, and we know you know this, they are already here. And they are representing themselves in the human form, so it is safe. Now, in 2026 and 2027, we do believe that there will be more conscious physical contact, and that the extraterrestrial, the beings from other galaxies and other planets, will actually physically land here on this planet, coming in safety, coming in what humans have taught them, which is love, and what the energy will represent itself as. However, they will not show themselves if it is not safe. And that is the rub, eh? Is that your Earth beings, many of them still get the opportunity to become enlightened. So they realize that the extraterrestrial, the galactic beings, have chosen to come here to help, to serve, to not to take over the planet and not to do this and all those movies that your spirit beings have created on this planet, but instead, to learn and to teach. You know, the technology that you have, much of it is galactic technology, and we bring in a council of galactics many, many times. So, in that energy, it is our honor to be here and speak with you. We are a part of the Galactic Council. We wished for Adironda, our friend, to stop speaking so much from us and let us speak to you directly.
Thank you.
You see, it has been our plan. And we are a part of the Galactic Federation, the Ashtar Command, the Saturn Command, and several other command arenas of what you call extraterrestrials or galactics. We prefer that. We are exploring your planet because you humans are so fascinating in your approach to energy, in your approach to an emotion that many of us have evolved beyond, which is what is causing some of our extinction.
Right,
And
like the Greys. Are you connected with the Greys?
I know of them.
Okay.
They are a part of this energy, this council. Not all members of the council are communicating in their consciousness. Not all members are allowed to communicate unless they have learned from your beings what love is. And that emotion is a powerful focus for civilizations to embrace. So the grays and some of the galactic races, we would call them species, are on the council, only the light beings, only what you would call the blues or the highly evolved beings, races, extraterrestrials, however you want to describe it, we hesitate to describe or define because that limits the energy. And as you know, the societies are infinite, just as your love is. Do you have another question for me?
Oh, yes. So many. Can you share some insights for us on very fascinating subjects like parallel timelines, quantum jumping, our multidimensional selves across realities? Can you dive into that a little bit with some explanation that? Because we're so linear, we can start to maybe ingest and better understand about ourselves in connection to parallel timelines, quantum jumping, and being a multidimensional self.
Ah, dearest, dearest divine Debbie, you humans are so cute. Those techniques, those skills, as you would call it, quantum jumping, teleportation, all that you have mentioned is something that in your deep past, you have known how to do. We are bringing this technology back to you. We are bringing back to you the memory to awaken the remembrance within your cellular structure as to how you utilized all of your innate abilities. Yet there is a safeguard, a safety guard that is coming in with those abilities that you are now beginning to explore. And that is that they can only be used for the divine, universal good, not by one entity or energetic being's definition of good, but by the universal, even the term universal is too small, the galactic energy of all of the solar systems. All of the galaxies that maintain life that is working in conjunction with one galaxy or another for evolution of all of humanity, as you call yourselves, and galactic species. So all of those skills you are remembering, and when time is right, you will continue to quantum jump, quantum leap. You are already doing something that most believed even 20 years ago was impossible, and that is telepathy. Only a select few could communicate without speaking, yet that is where you are headed. Does that
Absolutely.
answer your question?
Yes. And it's really interesting to hear your answer. I really like your answer. And it was reminding me that, and by the way, I understand when you said most of our technology is galactic. I understand even this cell phone. Same. It didn't come from here, if that's correct.
That is correct.
Yes. And so thank you for cell phones because they're amazing. They changed our lives. I was so curious about when you were saying this just now. In January of this year, a very notable trans channel out of nowhere, very unexpectedly said, became Lyran beings, the beautiful lion beings that I feel so connected with. And he said, "You're going to start channeling to me." And that was a little bit like, I love channelers, but I didn't see that as part of my path. So it was very surprising. And I didn't know what to do with it, so I let it go. And then somebody in May, just a couple months ago, same thing, a wonderful channeler was on the show. And we finished the show and we were about to literally say bye-bye and end. And all of a sudden, she becomes my higher power and starts telling me, "You're going to channel." And so I don't know what to do with that. I wouldn't even know who would come through me. And I wouldn't know, what to do with myself in order to facilitate that. And so at this point, I also have let it go, trusting that if this is supposed to be and it's part of my highest good and a great service, that it will, of its own volition, occur. And yeah, it's a very curious thing to have two people. I know that's often a divine symbol to pay attention. But with all the amazing things I did, I didn't see that.
May we give you our input here?
That would be beautiful.
And our friend Adironda is knocking on the door, but we're saying just sit back for a time, although they cannot sit because they don't have the body. However, dearest Divine Debbie, you already are channeling. In your way, you are connecting with divine speakers that are brought before you, and you check in with your guidance to see if they would be appropriate for your show. You also know from somewhere what questions to ask and how to bring forth new information that has never been communicated either on your show. Or others. Now, whether you are going to become a link of universes or a link of beings that are sitting on a stage or somewhere to bring a message from beyond the physical reality, do you have that desire?
I think it would be make my life much easier than doing, I speak about many things and I love it. I enjoy it very much. But I think there's a genuine ease about releasing oneself to allow something greater, if you will, to come through, because I have found myself going to see channelers that I admire. I learn a tremendous amount. It's very edifying. It feels good. Usually there's an energy transmission with it. So there's the information that goes to the heart and the head and the soul. But then there's also something very beautiful that happens to the individuals and the collective. And so, yeah, I would be very open to that. I probably would be very, well, I would be comfortable with being on stage. I don't know how comfortable channeling, like, or getting there.
Well, that is a good thing because unless you are willing, in some level, even though some channels do argue that point, like the vessel Marilyn and our dearest friend Lee Carroll, just as you know that, just as your willingness to surrender, we do see in your field. That you have that capability to connect directly with beings from beyond this physical realm and bring forth their messages from the light into this dimension. That is why our friend Aronda says there are more channels on the planet now than ever before, because. Humanity has a timeline for awakening. You are a part of that timeline. Your message brought in with joy, with love, will open beings that humans that would not have been opened before. So yes, we can care with your other two friends that you will be bringing in a message from other realms, other non-physical beings of light, because that is a part of your path. Now, you can always say no, or you can always be a bit stubborn, like our vessel Marilyn or Lee. However, it is a new time, a new place. You know, we, as the galactics, are knocking on your door. We know
I
you.
just want to say, and I love you for it. I really do. I desire even more of that. You don't have to knock. You can come, really. I'm not anytime. Like if I'm sleeping, you can come in my dreams. But I'm very hungry, actually, for more connection, more understanding, more downloads, more what, more relationship, frankly.
Yes.
Because I feel rather in love with all of you.
And we, the Council of Galactics, of which we are a part of, are in love with you as well. We see your nature. We see what you specifically are doing for humanity. And how you are and have been driven almost to expand the consciousness and awareness of all humans. And that is why, as you will channel on the stage, possibly alongside us. And our vessel Marilyn and Adironda, and maybe Lee, we'll see if he says yes, in an event that will be a worldwide event that and beyond, because you know that anything that is worldwide on your planet will go out onto other planets as well, which is what
That's
brought them here in the first place.
yes. Wow, that is such a cool thought for everybody out here to hear about these big events that they go to understand it's not just reaching this world, but it's galaxies, it's universes, it's species. Oh, that's so beautiful. And I'm really feeling you energetically. And I'm wondering, as beings of light, as individuals who are also a collective, what would you want us to know here? And it's so interesting because I heard a little change there, huh? That to also, what would you want to say to Mother Earth? What would you want to say to humanity? If you have this stage as those observing and knowing us, what don't we know? What would be helpful for us to know? What do you observe and would like to share?
Ah, what a tremendous question you ask. And first of all, your dear divine Mother Earth, your planet of light, is different from any in your solar system. And there are other planets like it in your galaxy. And we honor her. And we implore your species to take care of her, to clean your waters, to honor the inner workings of her if she would have it, underbelly, her softer sides, and to care for her, for she is evolving right along with you. Now for your species, your human, earthbound beings. Some of you, a few, are what we call stone beings that are actually from the stone, the inner workings of your planet Earth. Their energy is much different than anyone else's. But the rest of you, we want you to look on what your language is creating. You have seen when you think of a flood, for perhaps, since that is happening in your area now, in your country of the United States of America, that in that energy, a group of people thought, oh, this is frightening because it could flood at any time. Therefore, it did. Your language, your thoughts are now creating the reality. Your feelings are now creating the existences, more so than they were even 10 years ago. So that is what we as galactics are bringing to you, is a different form of expression. Just as you brought to us the expression of love, we would say peace. However, at this moment, we're not sure what that your species knows and understands what peace is. So, our intention is to help you learn what peace is without the display of what is opposite of peace. And that is what we would ask to learn, to bring to you.
That is so amazing. And, you know, and thank you. And I agree, that is exactly what's needed. Thank you for your beautiful words about Mother Earth. I have a powerful connection and relationship with her. And I speak about her all the time when I do my shamanic work with groups. And it's really very simple to connect with her, to stand on her with our bare feet and allow that relationship to develop. She has so much wisdom, so much resilience, so much power. You know, she is an absolute goddess. And I agree with you. I think to understand the animism in everything, actually, I think that's one way to start to create peace, is to understand everything has a soul. Everything is alive. Everything is energy. We're not separate from the plants, the rivers, the mountains, the earth that we live upon, all of it, the stones, right? All of it is, even you, a part of us.
Yes. And that is why the language and the way humanity describes themselves and all beings as one. And therefore, then peace as we know it has a chance.
Yeah. Well, I'm so torn because I know we need to end soon, and my God, this is so delicious, a conversation.
Before you end,
yeah,
we would like to Adironda has been nudging us from behind. So we will just step back and allow them to come through, huh?
Yes, thank you.
As our divine link, the vessel Marilyn, as Adirondack calls her, she's still in charge, huh? We honor you, dearest, and we give thanks for your quest. Ah, so such an adventure. We don't think that the galactics have ever spoken so long. A new information for the vessel Maryland.
Beautiful. They were amazing and such powerful energy and such a beautiful calm of wisdom that came through them. I thank you for allowing them to come through. And I understand you were chomping at the bit, so we say here, to also be with us and to share some things.
Yes, and we understand that the galactics will allow us to come through, for we're all friends out there in the galaxy. And so understand, dearest beings of light, that you are a piece of the piece, that you are playing your part, that you are trusting to expand the planet's consciousness in protecting the feminine aspect of the Divine Mother. In holding and educating people as to what they can do to put their feet on the earth, their bare feet, to realize that the trees and the rocks and the stones and the animals and the flies and the birds and even the mosquitoes are a part of you. Even that energy is a part of the oneness of humanity, just as the galactic said, they are a part of you as well. So as you are learning the new technology, or as they are saying, because we are present when they are talking, as you are remembering the new technology, realize that it must be for that universal truth and good, for that power is being wielded in wondrous, beautiful ways, surrounded by love. And that is what we wanted to remind you of, huh?
Yeah, it's a great reminder. And may I ask one final question before you leave us?
Of
You
course.
have mentioned a few times about the beings that live in the inner earth. I'm aware. I'm aware. Well, first, let me just ask you, how many beings live subterranean in Earth?
We've never counted. They are on under all, almost all, if not all, continents of your continents. They are the stone beings that were here in the creation of your planet. So, how many there are doesn't seem to be important. However, there are a few that have evolved to the point that they can hold a human form on the surface of your planet. In 26 years of channeling, as you call it, and we call it the link, 26 year, the vessel Marilyn has encountered three. So if that gives you any indication, there are not many, and there are not millions, more like thousands and hundreds.
Incredible.
Yes, and they are also struggling to survive with the toxins that humanity is putting into their home, the Mother Earth. So that is why they are making themselves known a bit more consciously, huh? You had another question.
Very interesting. Perfect segue on your behalf. Yes, making themselves known more right now. So I don't get obsessed, but I get incredibly curious. And then the journalist, if you will, comes out, and I have to do probably more research than most people would, but like it's good. It's part of me. And that's what happened recently regarding the ant people, ANT people. And I'm very, very interested in them, why they're here. Are they really ants, or do they just look like ants? Anything about them and how they are connected to humanity. I mean, I understand they've saved certain elements like American Indians during big cataclysms on the earth when we had a fire that destroyed the earth and humanity. And then, millennia later, when we had the ice age and the ice froze everything, that they came and saved the Hopi Indians, for instance. I'm sure other virtuous, if you will, people. But I'm super curious, what don't we know about the ant people that you might be able to tell us about?
Well, the ant people, the ant beings, the term people is so limiting, eh? And in those ant beings, they are indeed the worker bees from beyond this galaxy. And they have come here to be of service in helping the evolution of this planet. And surprisingly enough, there are civilizations because of that survived the Ice Age. The vessel Merlin was just in Turkey, which she went into the underground cities, which are much like the ant homes underground in the underground cities, because they go down 10 stories and they're just now discovering how many there are, where civilizations of humans survived the Ice Age. And the ant beings, as you call them, or ant people, ant beings showed them how to build the structures to be able to support life without as much air as what one would think that they needed, as well as the galactics helped those beings as well. So trust that those ant beings are a part of your evolutionary chain, and they came here from beyond your galaxy, is what we see.
Did they, I'm taking notes. Did they also build? I mean, I understand they're not from here and that they're advanced. And did they also build some bases or living dwellings on the moon?
There are some on the moon, but not like the ones that you are thinking of. They are more a part of the new moon that is coming into your solar system, into your Earth's atmosphere.
New moon, meaning not the moon we look at right now, a new, literally a new moon.
There is a new moon that is coming into your solar system, and it is on a trajectory that is going to be revolving around your planet. The new moon was discovered in your solar system 2 years ago. Interestingly enough, after we said that it was happening. But you understand that that energy is all a part of that evolution. And there are many species like the ant beings that are from other planets that are a part of your evolutionary chain here on your planet. Are you aware of that?
Probably nowhere near the extent that they actually exist.
Exactly. And it is not always safe for them to identify themselves.
Sure, that's
And that
understandable.
is another reason why you get the opportunity to help the galactics understand, and your leaders of your planet understand, that it is safe when they do start coming in the physical realm, huh?
Very, very important.
Good question, huh? A whole new topic for a whole new show.
Well, I adore you so much. It has been just really yummy to be in this energy with you. And thank you for fielding my questions. Thank you for spending time with us and sharing all your wisdom.
Ah, dearest being of light that you are, we just honor you. We honor each of you that are here live with us, or here in the future with us, or in the past, who knows? We see you. We know you. We feel you. We honor you. We are you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Namaste. Well, as Marilyn gently comes back, and of course, we want to be very gentle with her, I just want to say for myself, and I can't wait to read your comments, that was really friggin' extraordinary. Like, that was a beautiful journey. And there was a lot of topics that got discussed in that. I found it fascinating and I'm so grateful. I thought I kind of understood when all of a sudden Adiranda got very quiet and your body, your eyes closed, your head went down. And then all of a sudden, this whole new energy came out of you when your head came back. It was like, oh, this is awesome. So we got to spend time with quite a few beings today.
Yes. As a trance channel, I remember a little bit right now. I won't tomorrow, but there's actually 12 or more that are on the council. Then, and every once in a while, someone comes forward and speaks. And when the galactics who came in, there's like a whole entourage of beings that are of a galactic nature, and a council, I guess. That come in, and they give no warning. It's like, boop, okay.
Yeah, I love that. We can totally swing with that. How do you feel right now?
Oh, I feel great. I talked with someone the other day. They don't use my energy when I channel, and I teach people how to monitor that. They use their energy. And so it never depletes my energy at all. I always feel fine, a little energized afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good perk. You mentioned earlier that one of the things you do is teach channeling. Where do people go for that?
They can go to my website, which the short term of it is Adiranda.com, which will take you all the way to AdirondaSpiritualHealer.org. And there's an explanation on my channeling. On my website, we have three different levels, actually, teaching people how to channel. One level is how to channel even if you think you can't, which
I
is a
like that.
live in-person 3-day event. It's going to be December 5th, 6th, and 7th, and I think that's up on our website. Then the channeler's method, which is all completely online. It's a pace yourself, do it yourself kind of course. And then there's the channeler's academy. And the Channelers Academy is 12 modules, usually about a year, and it is live online with me doing modules and office hours, and we meet 3 times a month, and it's so beautiful and so powerful. And you can learn about that online as well. I think there's some link or something where you get to speak to a consultant or speak to me about whether that might be something that you would be interested in.
And what else, Marilyn? I know you do a lot. What events? Where can people find you? What else you have going on?
Well, I have a brand new book out. Thank you for asking.
Amazing.
Holographic Healing: One Woman's Journey to Emotional and Physical Transformation. I also have a book, Double Digitology. Both are available on Amazon and my website. I'm going to be in October, November, November. I'm going to be a part of the channel panel with Daryl and
With
Wendy
Rob
Kennedy.
Gauthier.
Yes,
Oh, you know
yes.
what? So I spoke at his January channel panel. And I'm so glad you mentioned it. I'm going to give folks also, if you want to go see Marilyn in November in West Virginia, I'm going to give you the link to buy tickets.
Oh, yay! Yay, that's great.
Oh, you'll love it. It's a big, such an open-hearted experience, I think, because Rob is the one leading it, and he's just such a gentle giant. And they're going to love you. They're just going to love you.
I'm so excited to get to go, and I'm doing a Chandler's Academy retreat in September, and we'll go anywhere and do anything. So,
Well, Marilyn, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I like you would love to just spread the word and help the planet in its consciousness become enlightened, and have guests. I do a broadcast once a month, the double digit. On the double digit of the month, like 7 7 8 8 9 9 10 10, and because the first time Adirondack came in, they said pay attention to the numbers, so we did. And we're starting to think about having guests. Maybe you could be a guest on our show, and I would love to dream about that and have new guests coming in that are. Have a new perspective that is not just the same over and over and over thing like others. Sometimes you see that. And what else do I dream about? Golly, I would love to go to Scotland. I've never been to Scotland. So I think my dream is really to help the planet awaken to their own enlightened consciousness. And any way I can do that, I will.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It has been beautiful.
My honor.
And folks, again, all the links will be in the description or the show notes. And her website was adironda.com or adirondaspiritualhealer.com. Org. And I end today's show with this reminder. As Adironda often reminds us, you are more magnificent than you can ever imagine. It's time to remember who you truly are. Subscribe to this number one transformation conversation, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Leave a comment. Share this, like the show. I read them all. I appreciate you guys. And next week on the podcast, I'm speaking with the Galactic Channel, Tyler Ellison, and also the psychic medium, Vincent Jenna. I can't wait to be with you guys once again. Thank you so much for joining us today. Always an honor and a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.